Hey there, 你听到英文会很抗拒吗？自行学习又没人陪？欢迎收听通勤学英语，周一到周五 John 老师陪着你一起朗读世界时事趣闻，每日只要利用通勤的时间就可以习惯听英文以及跟老师一起念英文。 For best results, 每天可以跟着我一起读二到三遍，需要协助时往上一滑，找到单集简介里就有双语逐字稿可以陪伴你哦。 Are you ready? Let's get started!Whitney Houston, I Wanna Dance With Somebody review. Her Lonely Heart Calls. No one could sing like Whitney Houston, and Casey Lemons, the director of the biopic Whitney Houston, I Wanna Dance With Somebody, only rarely asked her lead, Naomi Aki, to try. This is a jukebox retelling of Houston's parabola from sweatshirts to sequins, from church choir girl to tabloid fixture.From a teenage romance with Robin Crawford, the woman who would continue on as her creative director, to her violating marriage to Bobby Brown, who slithers into the movie licking his lips like he's hungry to eat her alive. Those beats are here, but it's the melodies that matter, those moments when Aki opens her mouth to channel Houston's previously recorded songs.We've heard Houston's rendition of I Will Always Love You countless times, and Lemons bets correctly that the beloved hit will still seize us by the heart during the rather forthright montage she pairs with it, images of Houston marrying Brown, birthing her daughter Bobby Krista, and honoring Nelson Mandela underneath a sky filled with fireworks. Aki doesn't much resemble the superstar,although her carriage is correct, eyes closed, head flung back, arms pushing away the air as if to make room for that mezzo-soprano, that the film sticks to Houston's surfaces is half excusable. Screenwriter Anthony McCarten seems to find that woman underneath the pop star shell was still struggling to define herself at the time of her death at the age of 48.At Houston's final Oprah performance, recreated here, she belts an earnest ballad called I Didn't Know My Own Strength. Houston didn't write her own material, she just sang like she did, courtesy of Sissy's fastidious coaching. God gives you a gift, you got to use it right, Sissy lectures. Yet, Houston, as seen here, can only say yes or no to other people's ideas of what she could sing, wear, and do. Increasingly, she chooses opposition. Her successes are shared, but her mistakes are all hers. Houston's defiance is the movie's attempt to answer the great mystery of her career, why she deliberately damaged her voice through smoking and hard drugs.It's like leaving a Stradivarius in the rain, the legendary then-head of Arista Records, Clive Davis, yelps.
Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读、精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。